Hey everyone, T here. No new episode of Off All Day this week, but you're in luck because we just so happen to have some after episodes from Gerald's Game, Clockwork Orange, and Snatch. Not necessarily in that order. I'm going to go ahead and put those all together for you so you can go ahead and listen to those all today if you like. Rules for the show do not apply. We do not need a topics list for these. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over just after a quick word from Anchor. I don't think eBay is, I don't think it's what it used to be. I remember when I was younger, it's like you just go and you just bid on things. Mm. Now I think you can just go and buy things outright.
Oh, okay.
I don't know because I don't go there very often.
You don't go that far back?
No. I check Amazon. eBay is like a last ditch. It's like a last ditch thing. Chances are if I can't find it on Amazon, I probably don't need it. It's kind of the way I look at it. All right. I'm going to need you to talk a little bit louder this time.
Was that quiet last time?
Yeah. I had to really finagle the audio. I had to go through and turn your stuff up a little bit and then try to turn my stuff back down a little bit. And then it was kind of a... It wasn't.
You were going off. That's why. That's why you were loud.
Well, it wasn't so much like I wasn't any louder than usual. You were just a little more quiet than usual.
No. I guess it does show up pretty tiny there.
Yeah, like some of the Gran Torino stuff was like, yeah, this is what I read about here. Like, actually, even smaller than that. Even smaller than me mumbling.
But I feel like I'm talking loud now, and this it looks like it's still.
Let's see. Which one are you using? This one. Ah, maybe that's it. I just gave you the wrong mic last time. Now try to say something.
Hello?
A little bit more.
Hello. Goodbye.
There we go. That should do it.
That sound better?
Yeah, that should do.
Okay.
All right. All righty. I think I took screenshots so that I was all prepared. But then I took a bunch of other pictures and screenshots.
Classic. So, it never fails.
So now I've got to go cycle through all that stuff.
Is it? It's a Clockwork Orange?
Yes. Most people, I think, just call it Clockwork
Orange. Well, when I was looking it up, I was like, why is that A? That unnecessary A there.
Welcome back to Two Guys, a movie and a podcast, where every week we mine the cavernous depths of Netflix to...
What?
Oh, man. Ugh, I like completely drew a blank, like what I usually say. All right, let's try this again. Welcome back to Two Guys, a movie and a podcast, where every week we mine the cavernous Jesus
Christ. The cavernous Netflix.
Oh, all right.
That's great.
Okay. You have a couple twos under your belt, though. You got CU yesterday was a two as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and fill in this spot here where your score is a one. There we go. And you know what? While we're here, max average score, 6.56. My average score, 6.32. Mac likes movies more than me. Oh, man. Wait. Oh, crap.
Hey, do we get through all of our movies in our messenger?
What do you mean?
When we were using titles?
Oh, no, we did not.
What did we miss?
We didn't use... I'll take a screenshot of this so that so when you're listening to this, you can go check the Instagram. We were using movie titles in sentences to try to to tell a story between the two of us. We did not use Caliber.
Oh.
We did not use Fundamentals of Caring. We did not use Autopsy of Jane Doe, Paddleton, Zodiac, Henry Poole, Pretty in Pink, Valkyrie, Blue Ruin, Green Room.
My God. What episode are we on?
Or Clockwork Orange. This is our 25th movie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, 25.
Yeah. 25th movie. I think we've got like 60-some episodes, though. Because we split them all up and we do. Oh, okay. We've had a few things in between. But 25th movie that we have reviewed, so. All right. Oh, crap. I'm going to have to. Okay. Our averages are off. I'm going to have to work. I'm going to have to fix this. I have a spreadsheet with the movie list and like a row for Malcolm's score and a row for my score. And I put my score in your row. So you give it a 1. I give it. This is compelling radio, I know. But I give it. Let's see here. Then we go. New average. If that's the first time that I have made that mistake, I'll go back and double check. New average for me is 6.6. New average for Mac is 6.28. So now I like movies more than Mac.
What did you give this one?
I give this movie an 8.
Classic. Change to English. I use what's called a VPN. So when I search for something, it thinks I'm coming from like another country. So I got my results in like Russian. And Google made me jump through some hoops to like get to the results. And then it asked me if I wanted to translate. So it thinks that I come from Russia or some other country. And it says, and I type in 2 guys, a movie, and a podcast with the number 2. It brings up Stitcher.
Ooh.
It says 2 guys and a movie. Listen via Stitcher. Which is Adam and Gyro. J-ro.
Gyro?
J-A-I-R-O.
Gyro.
2 guys, a movie, and a podcast via Stitcher. So we're the second.
Russians are finding us second. Listen to 2 guys, a movie, and a podcast. Episodes free, on demand. Join Mac and T every ... see what we get for images. Yeah, still us first on images when you look for 2 guys, a movie, and a podcast with the number 2.
Very nice.
Yeah. My first choice is in the little, and the other thing, in like the whatever you want to call that, where you were like seeing the David Fincher and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I see Adam Sandler, Apple Podcasts, David Fincher, Bites Dog, Jane Doe. Oh, minicast. Yeah, okay. So, Brandon Winkleman. I've got to know what Brandon Winkleman is. Oh, okay. He must be a host of another podcast. 2 guys top 5, it looks like. All right, Brandon Winkleman.
Winkleman.
All right. So anyways. Cool. We're kind of Googleable. All righty, I suppose. Should we get back to this? Do you still want to do the first Off All Day episode today?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. I can get that trailer done because I imagine. Are we recording next weekend?
What's the next weekend?
Your wedding?
Oh, shit. No.
Okay. Didn't think so. So it'll probably be an okay idea to record the first episode of Off All Day, and then we can release like just a little piece of it as like a trailer.
Okay. So how are we going to do the trailer? Is it just going to be?
Well, we'll just record a whole episode, and then I'll just take a chunk of it out. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll just put that up on the feed.
Okay.
All right.
How long are we going to do those episodes?
I was thinking set a timer for an hour.
Okay.
Hour once the question that like however long it takes us to get to the question, and then start a timer when the question is asked for an hour, and then and then just be done after that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
All righty. Okay. See if I can do this again. Oh, that was gross.
Oh.
Oh, that was so disgusting.
That was gross.
Yes, that was so disgusting. All right.
Clearing my throat.
It was, yeah, into the microphone.
On just, my end, is that fine?
Look away and. Yeah, see? Tiny waves on the screen there.
Sorry.
As opposed to. Yeah, yeah, see?
I guess that doesn't sound so good. I thought I had to sneeze.
Okay. You guys get bad allergies? You get bad allergies?
No.
I get terrible allergies. All last week.
I mean, I don't know if I have allergies or not.
Like, all last week, I had a horrible allergy cold. Headache, like, right in the center of my head. My nose was stuffed. My throat was scratching. My eyes were watery. It was horrible. I woke up, like, every morning, I just can hardly talk or anything. It was so horrible.
Like you were smoking 2 packs.
Yeah, it sounded like I was smoking. It probably felt like I was smoking 2 packs, too.
I saw you walking the other day.
Yeah? Yeah, we go for a walk on our morning breaks.
I waved. You didn't wave back. Oh. So I was like, oh, well.
I probably just didn't recognize
Excuse
you.
Me.
Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to the cars.
I was like, oh, we found a new best friend. Whatever.
That's Nighttime Steve. He's the night janitor, but he works days in the summer, so I call him Nighttime Steve. But yeah, go for a walk over our breaks.
Kind of name is that?
It's a name that describes exactly who he is. Okay. Ah, so gross.
Sorry.
How hard is it just to
move the mic over? That's all you
gotta
do.
Sorry. I didn't know there were rules.
Make like the grossest noises into my ears. Ah, stop.
Okay. That time I just had a swallow.
All right, here we go.
We went to go see Annabelle Comes Home yesterday.
No?
Yeah. Like, it's at the bottom of my list.
Oh, yeah.
That whole Conjuring universe type thing.
Does James Wan do those Annabelle movies too?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he did he do both of the Conjurings? I can't remember if he did both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think the one he didn't do was... No, he did all of them.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. I do like James Wan. I just wish he would do things that I liked more. Like, I think he's, like, awesome with the camera. And he knows how to, like...
He does a lot of...
He knows how to, like, tell a good story. It's just... Like, he just... Like, although a lot of those movies, he just turn into the same thing for the last 20 minutes.
Right. And that's what Annabelle Comes Home was. But he does a lot of, like, Easter eggs in his movies.
Yeah?
And maybe not even... Maybe not even Easter eggs, just, like... He does a lot of weird stuff.
He did Aquaman. Did you see Aquaman? No. It wasn't bad. It was better.
Was it better than Justice League?
I could not make it through Justice League, but it was better than what I saw of Justice League.
Okay.
I'd say it was probably... Aquaman was probably, out of like the current DC lineup, it was probably right after Superman or Man of Steel.
Okay.
Because I didn't like Batman v Superman.
You didn't like Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman was okay. I didn't think it was like all that amazing. Wonder Woman, I think, could have been like a half hour shorter and I'd be okay. It just kind of felt like Captain America to me.
Like the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was okay.
That was like my least favorite one.
Yeah. Wonder Woman or Captain America?
Captain America.
Yeah. First Avenger. Yeah. It was okay.
Civil War was my favorite.
Oh, Civil War is a good one.
I can agree with you on that one. It's not my favorite, but it is a really good one.
I don't even remember much of the Winter Soldier, though.
I loved Winter Soldier.
Like, I remember... No, that was in Civil War. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Winter Soldier, I really liked. That was kind of like... That made me think of like a Bourne Identity movie. It felt like a Bourne Identity movie, only with Captain America.
Is that the one where he's like, who the hell's Bucky?
It might have been. I don't remember for sure. It's the one that, like, he's, like, running... I think it opens on a ship or something, and he's running on the ship, and he's, like, just smashing everybody with his shield.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Yeah. Anyways, Aquaman was okay, though. It was a good-looking movie, for the most part. It gives me hope for, like... Laugh, but it gives me hope for the Disney live action Little Mermaid.
Yeah. I don't know what I mean.
Because, like Disney's like, yeah, we're going to do live action Little Mermaid. I was like, yeah, but how do you do all that underwater stuff and make it look good? Aquaman made all the underwater stuff look good.
I'm just glad they didn't make him look like they...
Like he wasn't covered in like gold plates,
right? And, and blonde hair.
Yeah, Jason Momoa is a good choice for it. It wasn't like Aquaman. Like it was a fun movie. It was kind of like a Thor, because Aquaman's pretty much their Thor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, except instead of Asgard, he's living in the ocean,
right?
But it had like... They introduced a villain in it, Black Manta, that wasn't important to the story. And then they had like a whole fight sequence with him that was not important to the story. So it could have been like 20 minutes shorter.
Was Black Manta actually black?
I think so. If I remember correctly.
He is in the comics.
If I remember correctly, he was black. I saw it over Christmas break.
No.
But... Yeah, I mean, like, there was no reason to have that character in there other than to kind of set up for a possible sequel. And I feel like DC doesn't know what they're doing, so who knows if there's who knows if there's a sequel coming up for it or not at any point.
They should just stick with animation.
Yeah, animation and smaller budget movies, like lower budget movies, like what they're doing with the Joker, and what they did with the Dark Knight trilogy.
I know I said I wasn't excited for the Joker, but I watched the trailer again when we went to go see Annabelle. I was pretty excited.
I'm pretty excited for it. I think it'd be good. I like it when they take, like, I don't know. You just don't need, like, a bunch of crazy big explosions and giant set pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it a little more low-key. Like, that was, like, the best part of Dark Knight Rises. It had awesome action, or not just Rises, I guess, because I didn't like Rises, but...
I was going to say.
But that's, like, the best part of the Christopher Nolan Batmans, is that they've got, like, a budget behind them. They don't look terrible, but they're not just a bunch of senseless explosions and giant set pieces. Anyways, I suppose. We should probably get back to this.
Yeah, there is. How did we get there?
It's been a while since we've talked Batman and comic books, though. So
yeah,
I feel like it was probably about due. We got there from James Wan, because you were talking about Annabelle.
Oh.
All right.
They have like a Japanese Batman animation.
Oh yeah, is it good?
I haven't watched it yet. Oh. But like it's based in Japan. And the Joker is, like, in the samurai suit, but it's all, like, Joker.
Hmm.
So, like, it's, like, it's the purple right? suit, and it's weird.
Were you a Batman Beyond fan?
No.
No? Oh,
man. Not that I didn't like it, but I only watched bits and pieces.
Okay.
Like, my favorite and the only probably episode that I can remember is when the Joker kidnapped Tim Drake.
Yeah. I think that's even actually, like, the first episode.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, because I think it was like The Joker Returns or something like that.
It might have been.
I don't remember. But yeah. When we were watching, when we were doing Gran Torino, I was like, Clint Eastwood be awesome in a Batman Beyond movie as like old grizzled Bruce Wayne.
Gross, no.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be so good. Because like the whole point is like he's like old and tired and cranky and he's recruiting new young Batman.
Well, that's what they did with The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
But I feel like Clint Eastwood would be the wrong character.
Oh, he'd be so perfect for it.
I feel like they could bring back George Clooney.
Oh.
Or even
gross.
Or even Michael Keaton.
No. It's awful.
Why?
You're an awful person.
Bring back Michael Keaton.
No. No.
As an expired Batman.
No. Clint Eastwood. You know what? In fact, it could be the Gran Torino story. Only Clint Eastwood is Bruce Wayne. Tao.
Old racist.
Tao. Cut the racist stuff out. Can't have that in Batman. Tao is the new Batman. Tao's sister is unessential.
No.
And then Tao takes up the cape and cowl. And instead of gangsters and thugs, you have the Joker.
No.
I'm in.
Absolutely
I'm
in. Not.
I just wrote the Batman Beyond movie, and no one's going to... Someone's going to pick it up.
No.
Yeah.
You're right. No one's going to pick it up.
I was going to say no one's going to hear it, except for our 8 faithful listeners.
That's a horrible idea.
All right. I think I'm on to something.
No. You're not.
All right, let's get back to this. Stop. You did that one on purpose.
Yeah, I did.
You and your giant gummy bears. That's too much gummy.
What?
That's too much gummy.
Look, he has a high ground.
Should give him like a machine gun turret up there.
That's unnecessary.
Why? Blow that yellow one away.
Take him back so he can be safe
for now until you eat him. All right, anyways, have you ever seen Snatch?
No.
Oh, you're in for a treat. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it. It's got Jason Statham, Brad Pitt,
oh,
Vinny Jones.
Who?
Of course, you don't know who Vinny Jones
no.
is. All right, anyway, many people know who Vinny Jones is. Anyways, Brad Pitt. Jason Statham in a movie not full of explosions, but it's an awesome heist movie. I think you'll enjoy it.
All right.
I'm hoping you enjoy it. It's one that I've seen a million times, though, so I'm excited for it. I checked the list on Netflix to make sure it wasn't disappearing. It's still there for the next month, so we're all good. Right, the Bill Murray one. I liked that. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought the Beauty and the Beast remake was kind of garbage. I was like, I've already seen the cartoon, and like their remakes they're almost just exactly like the cartoons. It's like, what's the point if you're not gonna remake it?
Well, that's the point.
Why not remake it? In 1998, Gus Van Sant remade Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. And he made it, like, Psycho was a 1960 movie.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. And one of the best, like, just a classic. Gus Van Sant remade it in 1998. Recast it, of course. Because all the actors were dead or old. But he shot it
exactly, scene for scene, shot for shot, word almost word for word.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a few words that had just been outdated that they decided to rewrite. It's like, this is terrible. Why did you do this?
But it's the same movie.
It is the same movie. It's the same movie that I had seen with better actors a long time ago. And it's like, why watch this? Like, I just don't understand the point of remaking a movie if you're not, like, gonna do something new with it. Other than just update the visuals.
Well, word has it that some of the script in the new Lion King is different. But people don't like that.
Well, those people are stupid.
Like... Can't spoil it for you.
You can spoil it for me. I don't care.
Nice. All right. So, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah.
They sing it in broad daylight.
Oh.
People are going crazy over
it. Oh, no.
I know. That's what I said.
Oh, man. Pitch it down a little bit more.
Am I too loud? Am I not loud enough?
I think that spike might have been me.
Probably.
I think it was me.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely you.
I don't know. I was mildly interested in Aladdin. Didn't watch it.
I didn't either.
Zoe went to see it. She said she liked it, but she's a kid, so what does her opinion mean?
Oh, right. Robin Williams.
With Robin Williams. And it's not even that it's missing Robin Williams. I don't get warm fuzzies for Robin Williams. It's just, I like hand-drawn animation. I wish more movies would do that. I don't like that every movie now has to be like computer generated or look like it's real.
I like that, I guess. I like animals.
I just like classic animation. Just I like it when people used to have to draw stuff.
Well, you're old,
I guess. So that's why we watch a lot of like Netflix cartoons and stuff. And there's one. It's Harvey Street. Well, it used to be called Harvey Street Kids. Mm-hmm. Now it's Harvey Girls Forever. Good old fashioned animation. No fancy CG or anything. It's awesome. And it's funny. Phineas and Ferb, same thing. Love Phineas and Ferb.
I love Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites. It's one of Zoe's favorites, too. And it's hard telling who likes it more, me or her. Oh, man.
My favorite, SpongeBob.
Yeah. Screw that.
Why don't you like SpongeBob?
Hate SpongeBob.
Of course. I mean,
because it's
I wouldn't have it any other way. All of course, I like it.
All
you
it,
don't.
All it is just loud, obnoxious jokes.
Exactly.
I don't like loud, obnoxious jokes.
I do.
I just that's why I don't like Teen Titans Go either.
I don't like Teen Titans Go. I like Teen Titans.
Yeah, I can get behind some Teen Titans.
That was dark stuff.
But
Teen Titans Go, though.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. Loud, obnoxious jokes and fart jokes. Not my jam. Just not my jam. What time's your movie start? Or are you going today?
Yeah, we're going today. I think it starts at
11.
Right. What am I going to see? Oh, The Lion King. I don't think it starts until 4:30. Wow. But I'm going to pick up the individual at 3. Oh shit. Shoot. It's a lot of show times.
It's a popular thing. It's a big thing. You gonna see it in 3D?
Oh, yuck.
You're not a 3D person?
No, I hate 3D.
I think we've talked about this before, but I go to 3D movies. Or I have in the past. Mm-hmm. And the effect gets lost on me after about 10 minutes.
Yeah. I hate it.
It's like, I'd rather watch it without wearing tinted glasses. Mm-hmm.
but
yeah, because I'm not one of those people where like something jumps out and I'm like trying to grab it.
I once, years and years and years and years and years ago, I went to Florida and we went to Universal Studios and Islands of Adventures. Mm-hmm. And Islands of Adventure was like, and they were like side by side. You just go from Universal to Islands. And like, I wasn't big into comics. Like, I'm not super big into comics outside of like the movies and maybe like the occasional, you know, Batman comic or something like that. Mm-hmm. But Islands was all comics, so I was like, man, this isn't really for me. But it was awesome. It had a crazy, incredible Hulk roller coaster that was super cool. And it had the best use of 3D slash maybe hologram technology. Mm-hmm. And this would have been probably like 2000 and... It probably would have been like 2004, maybe. So I imagine things have gotten way better. But they had a Spider-Man ride. And I don't like Spider-Man all that much. But they had a Spider-Man ride. So I got on there. And they give you these glasses. And you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. So you put the glasses on. You get in this little cart. And it starts taking you around and through these little set pieces and stuff. And I don't know exactly how it works. I assume that they were just projecting images onto the glasses. Mm-hmm. Because, like, Spider-Man, like swings in and lands on the cart. And the cart kind of, like, moves around a little bit, you know, because, you know, for, like, the added weight. Right. And it was so cool. I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. I was like, Spider-Man is, like, right there. And it was, like, animated, you know? Like, it wasn't, like, hyper-realistic. Mm-hmm. It was probably, like, more reflective of, like, whatever animated Spider-Man was airing at the time. But I was like, oh, this is incredible. And, like, I took the glasses off. Spider-Man wasn't there. Put the glasses back on. Spider-Man was there. Like, villains were, like, busting through walls and things were flying at you. There's like a guy that was made out of fire and he reaches for you and they blast you with hot air. And then mm-hmm. There's like a guy that's made out of water and he reaches for you and you get sprayed with water. It was awesome. If movies were like that, if 3D movies were like that, I'd be all in.
Right.
I think that there are a few theaters out there that do what's called 4D.
Oh, uh-huh.
Where they put you like in like a rumble box or something. I'd be super interested in trying that out.
Oh yeah.
Like I think they did that for Mad Max Fury Road, which is a movie that I thought was okay. It wasn't my favorite.
The one with Tom Hardy?
Yeah. I was kind of meh on it. That was cool. I mean, like all the stunts and stuff were cool, but I was just still kind of meh on it. But
I like the visuals of it. Yeah. Like the big sandstorm. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but if I could see that in like a rumble box, or 4D or whatever it is they call it, I would do that, and I'd do that in a heartbeat. Even if it's a movie that I'm just kind of warm on.
What if they like had like some prongs and they like opened up your mouth and sprayed you with silver paint?
Oh God, definitely. I'm definitely in for that one. Okay, I suppose we should probably get back to this. I don't know where I was going with that. Okay, Max looking at his phone, he must have found League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh. This is brutal. Get on the floor, he said. Gross. This is absolutely disturbing.
Yeah. So, like, now we just need Zack Snyder to go resurrect that that property.
Release the Snyder Cut.
And I don't know who was in charge of the old movie, of the first movie. The movie. But if I wanted Zack Snyder to do a comic book adaptation like he did with Watchmen, I'd go watch a Snyder League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Do you like Watchmen?
That's okay. It's not like I liked it more than a lot of his other things.
Okay. I love Watchmen.
Yeah? Okay.
I was going to ask you last night because I watched the trailer for the HBO series.
Oh?
Let's just see what your thoughts were.
I've not watched the trailer for the HBO series.
It looks good.
And that's like, that's completely... Does that have the characters from... I guess I'm... All right. Is that connected to the movie? Or is that something complete? And are the characters the same from the movie? Or did they create new characters for that?
No, it'll be the same, like, characters. Okay. Like, I think it's more of, like, but like more like a prequel.
Okay.
It seems like. Because it still has the comedian. Mm-hmm. It has Dr. Manhattan. Rorschach.
Okay.
And then someone else. But I remember when I watched the movie, they were going through the heroes, vigilantes, whatever, before the Watchmen. And there was like a dude with like a noose around his neck. I can't remember his name.
I don't remember either.
Yeah. But I know it has him in it in the series.
Okay. I kind of wish, like, HBO has a lot of good stuff, but I just don't want to pay for I don't want to pay for more stuff.
Watch Game of Thrones.
I have the first, I have the first three, maybe even four seasons on DVD. And
you've never watched them?
We watched the first two. I think maybe even the third season. And the whatever season we stopped on, we have one more DVD, one more set after that we bought but never opened. So there's a season of Game of Thrones sitting on my shelf, still wrapped in plastic.
Plastic. If you ever decide to sell those,
man,
come to me first.
Don't you have them?
No.
No? No. I thought you did.
No. I had HBO. I had HBO Go.
Oh.
But I no longer want to pay $15.
Right?
So...
Right? See, and that's why I don't... One of the sets is...
Oh, I have season 7 on a USB.
Oh.
That's it.
One of the sets is DVD. The other ones, I believe, are all Blu-ray. But I probably won't sell. I very seldom sell my movies and stuff.
I'll give you a good price.
I'm sure you would.
$80.
What?
They're like $30 a piece.
You give me $80. You know what? I will consider it because I like $80. I like the sound of $80, but I feel like you're paying too much.
I'd feel that way too, but
I would take $80 from you, but I might feel kind of bad about it. Oh man. Yeah, you see that now they're gonna have okay, they have is there a difference between HBO is it HBO Now and HBO Go?
Yes.
There's a difference between the two of them? What's the difference?
HBO Go, you have to have like a TV provider.
Oh, okay.
HBO Now is just a subscription.
Oh. So why don't they just drop Go? Like, is there a difference in like the programs or do you get the same stuff all around? No, you know?
You get the same. It's literally the same exact thing. They're both the exact. They look the exact same.
That is so weird. Okay. I don't understand why they would just drop
well, because the one. For HBO Go, you don't have to pay. Like, if you have, say you have DirecTV.
Okay.
If you have HBO on your DirecTV, you just download the app, sign into your TV.
Okay.
HBO Now, you have to pay, I think it's $15 a month.
Okay.
So.
Because now they're coming out with HBO Max. And HBO Max is going to have like a crazy. I don't know if it's going to have the same stuff as Go or Now, but it's going to have. I think it's going to have like some original series as well, and it's going to have a bunch of like Warner Brothers licensed things. Mm-hmm. like Looney Tunes.
Well, I think Max is like an actual TV station. Like, it has its own channel. Kind of like Showtime Max.
Okay. Well, I think... No, I'm pretty sure it's an app, though.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it's an app, because it's going to have... It'll have full season. It's like they're going to have all the Warner Brothers stuff. They're going to have Looney Tunes, and you can watch all the Friends you want.
Oh, God.
And Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, they're going to have the whole series of... Growing up in the 90s,
I love me some Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. If Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was on Hulu, I'd have watched it all probably three times over by now. Not proud of it, but I would. Because I love old 90s sitcoms. And I'm pretty sure Max is a subscription as well.
Here I got. What's the difference between HBO Now, Go, and Max? First is the bad news. Friends is leaving Netflix.
Well, oh yeah, because it's going to HBO Max.
Oh, my God.
I imagine that's probably where The Office is going to end up going to.
So Max is going to have stuff from CNN, TNT, TBS, and Cartoon Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
10,000 hours of premium content.
So if I were to get Max for my Looney Tunes and my Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Max wouldn't give me my Game of Thrones.
Right.
So exactly. Oh, this is the worst. I hate these subscription models. But I guess it is what it is. You know, it was like for a long time, people just wanted to like be able to pick and choose what stations and channels they got. And they call it the a la carte model.
Mm-hmm.
And now we finally have that, but it just comes out to be the same price as cable.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, I want Netflix. I want Hulu. I want HBO and maybe Stars.
Well, then see, that was the thing is that we had Netflix, Hulu, and HBO Now, but then I found out that Game of Thrones comes on Hulu with just like a
like the little add-on.
Yeah so
yeah, well, you see, and then there's that too. It's like, well, because Hulu's got like a bunch of add-ons, mm-hmm, which still equal out to be more than I want to pay for a cable subscription,
right?
Which I mean
and I only used it for Game of Thrones. Yeah. Like, after Game of Thrones was over, there was, six episodes this last season? So 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then I was done with it.
Oh, and Amazon Prime as well. Prime Video. Oh, I had Prime Video for a little while. Had some stuff on it that I enjoyed. And they have, like, a deal with HBO, too, where they get HBO shows, like, it was, like, several years after. Like, after they air on actual HBO, which is fine, because, like, it has, like, I wanted to watch The Wire. I didn't watch it when I had Amazon Prime Video, but it was, like, I was, like, oh, yeah, now I have Prime Video. I can watch The Wire, because that show's super old.
Right.
Or 6 Feet Under, because that show's super old. Or Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm a pretty big Curb Your Enthusiasm fan, and all that was on Prime Video. Most of it was on Prime Video as well. And then I didn't watch any of them for like the 6 months that I had Prime Video.
I only use Prime for 3 things.
Yeah.
Batman the Animated Series.
Okay.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Okay. With
Dennis Farina. Oh, what was my third thing? Oh, I forgot for a second. Beowulf.
Beowulf. Is that with Stellan Skarsgård? Is that a movie or a show?
It's a movie.
Okay. I feel like there were like two Beowulf movies.
There was like an old one.
Around the same time.
I just know this one's like animated.
Oh, okay.
Animated, I guess.
Okay. Well, there were like two live action ones, I think, that came out at the same around the same time. And I've seen one of them, but I don't know which one it was, and I don't remember actually enjoying it.
There was
like Beowulf, and then maybe Beowulf and Grendel.
Yeah. That was in 2005. Then there was Beowulf in 1999. Beowulf Return of the Shield Lands in 2016, a TV miniseries. Beowulf, the one I like, with Ray Winstone, Crispin Glover.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I give it a go for Crispin Glover.
I think he plays the priest. Angelina Jolie, Anthony Hopkins.
Okay.
It's a good movie.
Well, yeah. Prime Video. And it had like a lot of stuff that I would probably like if I gave it a chance. Like I hear a lot of people love The Man in High Castle and Sneaky Pete. And there's something else. They had a show that I tried watching called Homecoming, and it had Julia Roberts in it, and I don't like Julia Roberts, but Homecoming is a phenomenal fiction podcast with a crazy good cast. You can listen to the whole, like, it's like two seasons long. You can listen to the whole thing in like in an afternoon. Like each episode is only like 30 minutes, but it's this awesome story of this counselor for army vets in this secretive, place in somewhere in Florida. And you find out that they're doing like sort of these experiments on the army vets so that they can send them back out into the field.
Right.
And without giving too much away for any listeners, but it is so good. It's like I said, it's like two seasons. You can knock it out in an afternoon, and it's awesome. And then like it is, I've listened to a few fiction podcasts like that. Homecoming is probably the best. The cast is like top notch. It stars Catherine Keener, Oscar Isaac, features David Cross, has David Schwimmer and Amy Sedaris in it.
Wow. Not David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer is like super awesome in it, though. Like he's a pretty nasty guy in this thing.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh God, that was weird.
What?
You made a weird noise with your throat.
What do you mean?
I don't know, but I
didn't do anything.
You did something, whether it was voluntary or not. I heard something in my ears, and it was gross. Yeah, let's see. It's 120, about 124. We'll go back and listen to it in a little bit. But anyways, the Homecoming podcast was incredible. Amazon picked it up to turn it into a TV series. I was kind of like lukewarm on the idea of it because the podcast was already perfect, and the TV series, and I don't like Julia Roberts. I just can't stand her.
I guess I haven't seen enough of her. I mean, I know what she's in.
Okay. I just don't like Julia Roberts. And they're like, yeah, we're going to get rid of Catherine Keener, who is an awesome actress. And we're going to put Julia Roberts in her place. And we're going to recast everybody. Which is, this goes back to our conversation about The Lion King. At least the first couple episodes of Homecoming of the series. Of the Amazon series were almost identical to the podcast and recast. It's like, so why? Why not just like tell either a different story?
Why do this to me?
Yeah. Why cast it with people I don't like and replace all the people that I did like for something that I've already experienced several times? Cause I've listened to Homecoming probably three or four times, Yeah, and then I think I only watched like the first couple episodes of it, and I don't know if they completed the story on it or if it just went a season and they're waiting for a second season or what. But now the podcast is like podcast might be three seasons now, but super good listen if you ever like very mysterious and expertly acted, like listen to it and you feel like you're watching a movie. Like the audio design is really good. Like they do a really good job. But anyways, enough of that. We should probably.
We got here by talking about Invisible Man getting raped.
We did. See, this is the kind of things that people can expect from Off All Day. How you go from Invisible Man being raped to death to Julia Roberts in Homecoming on Amazon Prime. And somewhere in between there,
HBO Max.
There was HBO. The differences between HBOs and all that other stuff. So
I'm going to send this to you.
What did you send to me?
I just sent you the strip.
Oh, well, I've already seen it.
I don't want you to see it again.
Okay. Like, yeah, that thing you told me about that you've already seen, I'm going to send it to you so you can witness it. Okay, I think we're done. I think we got it all covered. We've talked about all sorts of crazy things. If you want to get in touch with us, and you know you do, you can do that. All you have to do is go to Instagram. You can find us on Instagram at Two Guys and a Movie. You can always send us messages on Instagram. You can always comment on things on Instagram. I'm usually pretty good about commenting back. Mac, he doesn't care, but I care. Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at Two and a Movie. I usually retweet things that mention us or like things that mention us at the very least. And if you tweet to us, usually pretty good about getting back to you about that as well. Of course, I am. Again, Mac, he doesn't care.
What?
You can email us at twoguysandamovie@outlook.com. We're kind of backing away from the Two Guys and a Movie email, though. I would much rather you go and email us at the Off All Day email. That's offallday@outlook.com. You can send one to Two Guys in a Movie, but we're just not going to get to it quite as quickly as we would if you went to the Off All Day email. Anchor, you can find us on Anchor, where it is anchor.fm/twoguysamovie and a podcast. There's a Facebook page as well, facebook.com/twoguysamovie and a podcast. Facebook page, it doesn't get updated very often, and it's probably going to see even less updates as we move on to Off All Day. We also have a website where you can find rules to the new show. You can find information to the new show. You can find the Hall of Friend Cousins, because when you win the show, you get to be an honorary friend cousin. You can find t-shirts there as well. Logos that can be put on any, well, almost anything you want, whether it's a pillow, a mug, a sticker, a t-shirt, a onesie, a hoodie.
A onesie.
You can have a baby and a Two Guys and a Movie and a podcast onesie if you so choose. Of course, that is, once again, offalldaypodcast.com. I said once again, but I'm not entirely sure I said it once the first time. So I'm going to say it again, offalldaypodcast.com. And next time you hear us, of course, as we mentioned, it will be through Off All Day. It'll be the new show. It's a competition. It's a game. All you have to do is list, and then you can win. We're giving away $5 for the first 5 episodes. So if you want to win $5 to Amazon, which is enough to buy, admittedly, probably nothing on Amazon, but it's still $5 nonetheless, you can do that. All you have to do is listen to the first episode and send us a topics list. Once again, offalldaypodcast.com, offallday@outlook.com. Enough of this rambling and raving, whatever you want to call it. We'll catch you next week for the first episode of
On All Day.
Oh, so close. Off All Day. See you next week.